apathy. Many people describe a lack of motivation, a lack of interest in themselves or in anyone else for that matter. They even talk about an inability to feel, well, just feel any sort of interest, as I said before, not just in themselves or others, but in life. Or it's a flat, closed-off feeling where the person becomes socially withdrawn and there's no sort of need or want to interact with anybody. And I think this is a protective mechanism that can happen when faced with something like withdrawal. I think it's almost as if I liken it to the depersonalization and the derealization, in the sense that it's as if it's protecting, the body's protecting you from connecting too much with everything that's happening around it. So you're not going to be interacting too closely with people who are going to pass judgments, or if they do, you're just not interested. I mean, it's on many profound levels that this apathy can be applied. I know that it's not a symptom that people like having. It's a bit like the anhedonia and any sort of disconnectedness or inability to feel that we experience in withdrawal. Again, it doesn't last. You can't expect this to go along with the other symptoms. It's just a matter of time. So I would say wait it out. Normalize it, because it's normal to feel this way. Don't resist it. Don't fight it, because that doesn't change anything. It just will increase your anxiety and, you know, just make the symptoms feel more intense. So the apathy will go, as I said. You will feel motivated again. You will be able to engage in life and be interested in what you are doing and what other people are doing. The emotions will return and the flatness will go. So just hang in there, keep holding on. Do all the things you can to nurture yourself and look after yourself while you wait. Keep reminding yourself that this is going to pass, it's temporary, and eventually you'll begin to see improvements, and this you can put behind you. Okay, so I hope you'll be okay while you wait it out, and you take good care, and thank you for listening.